from June 19th, 2018. So the meeting is now called to order.
Make a motion we move the closed session to the first order of business.
Second.
First and second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, we're going to move to closed session.
We'll be right back.
Be back shortly. I'm going to take the phone with me, Joe. You're going with us.
Okay.
Say congratulations to you in public, and then you go have a good day. Maybe drink a beer or something.
So yeah, or two.
Or not if you don't do that.
I'd like a motion to return open session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Council has concluded the closed session whereby we have identified the new position of Director of Public Works and Utilities, and it is Mr. Jimmy Messimer at a salary of $68,917.68.
Do we need to vote on that? I make a motion that we approve appointing or promoting Jimmy Messimer to the Public Works Director, Public and Utilities Department Director at the stated salary.
Second.
Effective July 1st, thank you. All in favor?
Second.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? There you go, Jimmy.
Congratulations.
Good luck, Jimmy.
Thanks. Very good. Thanks.
No, good luck. Keep doing a good job.
There you go. Of course.
We'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right.
See ya.
See you tomorrow morning. I'll see you tomorrow morning, sir.
Okay. Now we will continue the open meeting on the revised proposed amendments to Chapter 10, Section 222A of the Code of Ordinances on Parking as per Council's direction to Attorney Eldridge, June 19th, 2018. We have two options under consideration. The first option does not include a permit process. The second option does include a permit process and is therefore outlined in the presented ordinances. So we have two to discuss. And Joe, you on the phone, do you have them both?
Yes, sir, I'm looking at them.
Okay. So I would like to open to discussion, preferences, ideas, thoughts, problems on these two situations.
I do not have a problem with either one of them. I think including the permit process initially this season may be moving a little bit too quickly, because I do think it's the right way to go, but that might be taking off a bigger chunk than we maybe should this year. That's just my fault, but I'm fine with either way, but I just think it might be moving too rapidly.
Well, I would tell you, I think that's good input. As I looked at the implications about how do you collect guest money, implications on town hall weekends, implications on tracking permits for guests, I think there are a lot of issues to deal with on a permit process. The more I thought about it, the less happy I thought it of it being ideal. The good news is should we get to that point in time where we can answer a lot of these questions, we actually have the other prepared by Attorney Eldridge. So that option is with us at any point in time. But
correct.
That's my, I'm where you're at, Joe. I thought the permit process would be usable, but I really, as I think through the problems, I think it is a lot to try to solve if we're gonna get anything done this summer.
Well, my point on it is kind of along Joe's point. It's going to take a while to get the permits in, decide what we're going to put on the permit, what they're going to look like, get word out on selling them. That's going to be difficult to do in a hurry. Also, the permit process doesn't really address visitors staying in rental properties. It only addresses people that are either leasing a house or living there and parking in the, if I read it correctly, doesn't really address the short-term rentals, does it?
It did talk to short-term rentals, but managing it...
Managing is going to be a pain.
It is a difficult story.
So, when we left the other night, I took away, mistakenly, that the permitting process would be somehow allow me that day of the year or a party to have some extra cars that actually park on pavement. Now that that's not part of the permitting process and both processes are basically the same thing, one you just have a piece of paper in your windshield, then I'm totally anti to the permitting process this year, next year, unless somebody has some great reason to do it. But I'm anti to the permitting process because it's the same parking rule. You can park on the unpaved part of the right-of-way, and that little chunk of my yard that extends into the right-of-way, I kind of get to control that. If there's a car parked there, I can call the police and say it does not have John's permission to park in the town's grass next to my property. I understand it's the town's grass, but it's at my 50 feet. And I don't think having a piece of paper there makes any sense with all the pain and agony one of these administration folks are going to have to do with keeping up with issuing those. We'll get a little bit of money, I guess. But plus,
the enforcement is going to be the population.
Correct.
That's going to be the enforcement.
Correct. Well, and the permit actually makes that, so if I park in my neighbor's area and they call the police to come and there's a permit, that's going to make it a bigger mess for the police, I think.
Right.
I mean, so from my standpoint, I'm okay with either option. I'm with Joe, and I'll make a motion for the first option because it addressed the one issue I was concerned about, right, and vociferously.
I would like to add on that when we make the motion, we have an implementation date,
right,
and whether or not when that is there an implementation date for 2 weeks of warnings followed by ticketing, or on the implementation date itself, from there forward, our ticket.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to know what we need to know what we want. Or give the police department a clear.
That's correct.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And a communication to the community.
Well, that's the other part, is the communication plan.
I guess
right?
I'll.
And that's the
I guess,
I said before, yeah, is there's two parts to this. You got to tell people, and then you got to tell them here's what's coming. I like the warning out here, so I'm fine with 2 weeks of that. It'll put us to middle of July, but we'll still get good data, even if we want to do warnings for all of July. And
well, even warnings would be good data.
That's exactly right. I'm exactly with you, right?
I don't have a problem with that at all. We just need a body of data to address in November, or you know, October, November, whatever.
That's right, yeah. No, Joe, I agree with you.
And Valen's going to track everything and have all that for us.
But it sounds like... I mean, I'm ready to make a motion, but I don't want to cut short.
The only other thing that I believe is I'll prepare something for the population, which either all of you will review before it goes out.
Yeah.
Okay?
And we'll do it via email list. We can probably.
Yep.
I'm sure Island Gazette will be glad to cover it too.
Yeah.
And did you hear that, Willard?
It'll be simple. It'll be simple, telling them basically what we're attempting to do.
Right.
And
so well, we should also highlight the, you know, that means if you're parking in on the pavement and you get a warning ticket, 2 weeks later you would get a $25 ticket. Or, is that what
sure.
it is, $25,
yeah, $25
for all the citations?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask a what if. After the ticketing goes into effect, 3 days into that, I park on the pavement and get a ticket.
Yep.
I come to town hall to pay it or to fuss about it and say, I know for a fact that the Monday and Tuesday of this implementation part, two cars were parked across the street from me, and neither one of them got a ticket. Is that they were just lucky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You should have called. Yeah. Okay. You could have called.
Yeah, right. If you saw the violation, you could have called.
I mean, there's people that speed all the time, too, but the speeders that call can't say, well, I know that guy was speeding right in front of me. It
doesn't matter.
Thanks. I mean, okay, people get
I'm just thinking
stuff, right?
About our town folks having to deal with those types of things, and we should be respectful of their what they're going to have to deal with.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's part of the guidance to the police that Alan's talking about. We got to tell the police, are we going to be Riceville Beach in the mid to late 80s and enforce every little infraction, or are we going to be like we've done and, okay, gross infractions get hit. And if people call and complain about stuff, people get tickets for it.
Well, I think the pavement violations should get hit.
Well, that's going to...
Parking somewhere where there isn't marked parking, that should get hit. The other violation of if you're parked in a right of where you shouldn't be, I believe is an owner enforcement.
That's right.
Right?
Well, so
it's really two separate...
I think the issue is the homeowners associations are the ones where it's going to be 50-50. There's people in those communities that don't want anyone parking on the road, and there's other people that want to be able to park everywhere. That's where the friction point's going to be from this, I think, because those are the people that are going to call the police, right?
Well, the HOA...
That's where local grudges are going to pop up.
Well, that's exactly right, yeah.
HOAs, I believe, can have more stringent rules than the town. Is that true, Andy?
That's true.
Right, so I know our HOA does not allow, just looking at the rules this morning, our HOA does not allow any street parking. Of course, nobody's enforcing it right now. But
that's right. They want us to enforce it because they want us to be the bad guys. And because John and I were talking about this before, because when we get the complaints, and we're going to, my answer to those specific people is going to be, you know what? You signed a covenant when you bought your land that said you couldn't do what you've been doing. Don't be mad at the town for enforcing something that you signed up to when you bought in those communities. It's on the covenants of your deeds. And so, don't be mad at us now, because half of your neighbors want us to enforce it. So we're just doing that.
And you have a public comment?
I have a question.
Sure.
I have had an issue with a local lawn service.
Yes.
And they park in the right of way and block our lot. Now, what happens if I call and say, hey, they're right there?
It's your property.
I know, but is he going to come back at me?
Come back at you, what does that mean on that?
Well,
I'm sure he wouldn't like you. Maybe he'll like your salt or
like
your grass or something.
But you got a big husband.
Yeah.
Now, I already had a problem with him because he had a dog. And the dog, when I was mowing our lot, I didn't know the dog was in there. And the dog murmured at me. So I asked him to raise the window just a little bit so the dog wouldn't get out. And he was very unpleasant to me. Now, if he parks, and he parks there regularly.
Well, now you'll be able to tell him you can't park there because he'll get ticketed.
And you could tell him it's because the new town ordinance, not you.
That's right.
The new town ordinance says he may not park there. And that if he doesn't move voluntarily,
call the police.
You could call the police and they will make him move and give him a ticket.
Right.
So don't take it on yourself. Blame us.
Yeah, you can blame us. Everyone else
can blame us.
That's fair.
Can I ask a question? What effect does a corner lot?
So it says the front street, so that's where they have to park. Yeah, that's where they have to park.
Yep.
So if they park them alongside properly, they're going to get a ticket.
They could.
They could if somebody calls.
If somebody calls.
If the owner calls.
No. This only allows you to park on your front.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So his point is on the corner lots, you have two sides, and the front's identified by the way the lot's laid out. And the long side is not the front. And so basically they have to park on the main streets, not the alphabet streets, the number streets.
I mean, one of the major problems is Ocean.
Yeah.
Well, they already have a problem because they're not supposed to be parking on the sidewalk, and they are. And so that's paved right away. And they're parking all over the sidewalk. So they already have a big problem.
Are you talking
On the ocean.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about Ocean Avenue.
Oh, I was talking about
Ocean Avenue, which is a lot for sale with a wire fence around it that everybody and their brother parks around.
Well, as long as that guy doesn't call.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But if he decides he doesn't want them there anymore, he'll be able to.
It's a
whoever the
owner is. It's a vacant lot. He's in Florida.
Yeah. Well, if his neighbors get him to call and says no one can park there, the town will start enforcing it.
Last night I counted 12 vacant lots within view of my porch.
Wow, you're in the concentrated. You're in the unimproved district.
Well, we are.
Nice.
And so basically, unless I get in contact and find out who the owner is,
right?
People can park in front of those vacant lots.
They've been parking there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So nothing changed. Yeah.
Because it's a problem.
Well, then you can call the owners, and the owners can say, "Please stop that," and the police will enforce it.
Well, you don't tell me who the owners are.
You can look it up in the tax records.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. You can go to John, and he can tell you.
No, you don't even have to go there. Online, go to New Hanover County Property Tax and find yours. The owners are for all this property.
That's true too.
You can find them all right sitting at your house drinking a beer.
Okay.
I'll be glad to show you how it works. John Bassett can show you how, since he's paid to do that.
Guys, a house two down from mine, the soul. Now, you very rarely see houses surveyed, the lot surveyed anymore. But if you want to see how much right-of-way is even on the street, it's pretty wide. I consider my street pretty wide, Gulf Stream. It's basically back to where the phone pedestals are. Yeah. It's a property line. Yeah. So there is a lot of area that is considered a grass right-of-way or part of the right-of-way.
Oh, well, all you got to do is go to look down the street and find the house that sticks out the most and go 20 foot off of that.
Yeah.
That's because they're at the setback. I guarantee you. Whoever the front road, you know, just look down the line, whoever's sticking out the most, unless they're really old, and then they might be into it, you know, because they've been
yeah.
before.
But I was really surprised how far
yeah.
back the corner of the lot was.
That's because the town was made after, mm-hmm. you know, the 20s,
mm-hmm.
when towns knew to do that.
One more question, I'll be quiet.
That's all right.
What did we agree on parking within so many feet of an intersection? 20, 25
feet? 15 feet is what this, I don't know what it says in here.
It should say 15, I believe.
15 feet.
15 feet.
This is with the state. That's the state rule.
Yeah.
So 15 feet.
15.
Yeah.
And that needs to be in our communication too, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So we good?
So
I'd like to add on to Nancy's comment. I'm sure it's the same guy. We're going to have trouble with that dog. Robbie and I passed. That truck was on 421, and we walked past it coming back one day, and the gentleman was out in the back mowing. That window was all the way down, and a large dog, he didn't get all the way on the ground, but he was out that window with his legs down on the door, barking like he was getting ready to eat me. It was frightening.
Did you call the police?
No, I went back and talked to the guy in the back
right.
about he better get control. And the dog can breathe with a little bit of wind.
Right.
He needs to at least get it up high enough
the dog
so
can't
the
get
dog's
out.
Chest doesn't
right.
clear. And he was nice about it.
Okay.
And I don't think he knew I was a councilman. And I did not tell him that.
Or he could leash his dog in the car so he can't get out.
Right.
I tried to tell him that he needs to think about that because that was close.
So we're ready?
Okay, we ready? I'm ready for your motion.
I make a motion that we adopt resolution R1802, a change to the parking ordinance with option one that allows resident and owner parking in the unpaved right-of-way in front of their lot. It to go into effect July 1st with the police department to be directed to issue warning tickets for the first 2 weeks of July And then on July 15th, it to go in full effect per the ordinances of the town. Did that get everything?
Second.
Nancy, I got to wait for Nancy to shake her head. Did I get it all? Okay. She shook her head.
John, have you got everything that you wanted in there?
Yes, good.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. We've had our discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
And so we have
passed.
Yeah, so we basically have 5 days to gin up the communication.
Yep.
It sounded like Craig said he was going to work on that and pass to it. So
I will. I'll work on it and get it passed around. I'll try to have something.
I do think we need to include a diagram to show a visual.
That's fine. Well, you have one.
We have that, so we can probably include it.
That's quick because I didn't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, it could confuse people.
Well, as we work on a list, let Craig say something, and then we'll just improve it, right?
Yeah.
And then I think the requirement. What? Did I miss something?
No, I'm laughing because I'll write it. You guys will just improve it. I was saying, geez, there's so many needs improvement.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
Approve or improve. A or I, whichever one's appropriate. How's that? Yeah. Approve or improve. How's that?
That works.
And then our goal should be to get that out by the 1st, which is 5 days away, so decent. And then the police department will be doing their warning tickets for 14 days, and I'm sure we'll get lots of... Let's see, when's the July meeting?
17th.
So we'll have 5 days of tickets.
17th.
We'll have three days. So 2 weeks of warning tickets and 3 days of real tickets before the meeting. There you go. I'm sure we'll get plenty of good feedback.
Actually, I think, gentlemen, I think this is a good solution. It's simple enough if we explain it correctly. I think it gives the residents what they want. It gives us the control we need in the communities and on the street. And it's the beginning.
Right.
I know we're only going to do warnings starting 1 July.
Yes.
And I don't want to put the pressure on the mayor. But I think it would be nice not to publish that on 1 July.
Let's do it in the
next couple of days and publish it on the 28th or something. I don't know. 29th.
Tomorrow's Tuesday. I'll attempt to have it to you guys tomorrow evening.
The only one issue is we're not going to make the Allen Gazette until the 4th. So there'll be some warning tickets. But there have already been some warning tickets, right? 19 at the last meeting. So we've done some warning tickets.
He's done a total of 14 parking tickets for the year. And then maybe just a handful of warnings from what he said.
Okay.
That's about to change.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the issue is the first ones are warning tickets, so that's a good communication, too. And then it comes into the Allen Gazette. I'm sure we'll blow up on Facebook. We'll let Joe be the Facebook communication plan.
Our man on the street.
I'm told now, I think it'll be a busy couple of weeks, and then the behaviors will change and everything will calm down.
Well, you're very optimistic, I think, but we'll see.
I'm
looking forward to the 17th, Joe. Remember what you just said.
I tell you, it'll take... The residents will come on board...
That's a mile away. I have no problem talking to them.
There you go.
The residents will come on board quickly. I think it's the visitors, which will turn over every week, that will be the source of regular discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we'll get much of that money.
Craig, are you going to contact Chief Bowers and help him
buy your ticket?
Yeah, I actually talked to him today.
Okay.
And one of the reasons I changed my opinion was because how am I supposed to
enforce that?
Right? And so that's how I came up with some of my thoughts. So I will let him know. Yep.
The renters like in my neighborhood.
Okay.
Unless the owners put a big sticker on the window.
I'd like a motion to adjourn. I don't think there's anything else on the agenda, Nancy.
I move to adjourn the June meeting, the 25th of June.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Don't get cold in the water again.
There you go, Joe.
I know you've been holding off having a beer, so now you can have one.
Y'all have a good evening.